Siberia.
Right. Okay, we are up to the 168th shear of the Lama Tesmalochus.
Wow.
Now the 8th shear on Kosev. Bezer Hashem will have 12 shear, I think, on Kosev. And then we'll go to Mochik. Okay, Baruch Hashem. This is the end of the 4th year, Bezer Hashem, that we've been doing the Lama Tesmalochus. And we're almost finished with the Lama Tesmalochus. But figured, you know, to really do them well, you know. Okay, well, I'm up to suggestions. I'm up to suggestions.
The cargo misses Besman, at least it's shorter.
Okay, so there are two halakhas that the Rambam says here. When it's referring to the Malacha of Kosev. If you look at the end of Halacha Tezvav, the last two lines, the line that begins, Al Hayirakas. Einu chayiv at sheyichtav v'dover ha'omeid, al dover ha'omeid. In other words, you have to have a dover, k'siva ha'miskayemis. In other words, so the ink has to be kayem, so to speak, and the material that it's written on also has to be kind. So today we're going to discuss the issue of the thing you're writing on has to be shokayam. So let me ask you a question. What would you think of the following? If you have a birthday cake and you write Happy birthday on the cake, or Yom Hulad or Sameach, whatever you write.
That's the donation.
Is that
you eat the cake instead?
Right. Is that called a dover? Is that, or is that considered not a dover miskayim because it's all made to be eaten? So, what would you? Is that it? Would that be an issur d'oraisa to write in cream? You take whipped cream and you put it on the cake. Says. Happy birthday. Usually the cakes we do it's done before Shabbos.
Right.
And the shaila we have about eating the cake on Shabbos, whether that's some type of mochek or not. But what if you do the writing on Shabbos? But the writing with the, you know, the whipped cream or whatever, is that... So there you can clear both. Is the writing shel kayama, and is the surface that it's written on, is that called... Shal Kayam.
Is it for the Shabbos cake? The goal is to eat the cake at Shabbos?
So are you meaning you want to say that if it's to eat in Shabbos, then maybe what? It's not Shal Kayam. And if it's made to eat when?
Well, let's say
on Wednesday.
And just before lunch, somebody writes it with the idea that we'll eat it right away.
Well, the shear. Yeah, so what would be the shear then?
When it's allowed to sort
where do you draw the line?
But then the truth is that you can say that by paper too. Paper will decompose if you leave it long enough.
Right, so obviously there has to be some shear.
Oh, so therefore I would say since you can't say it's that, it means it lasts for a reasonable... You know, it doesn't disappear almost immediately, like writing an iron frost on a window or something, you know, dust.
So basically you're telling me that you think that the cake is the same...
I would say cake would be the same as paper. Yeah.
As paper. So you would hold...
That's far, that, you know, no source.
Right. So you would hold that it would be an isseskila to go ahead...
The chur, it sounds like it would be. I don't see how I'm going to avoid it.
Yeah.
It's not meant to be kayin. When you're at the bakery, you're looking at your cake, you go, if it lasts a week, I am, you know, it's headed toward being something stale.
Just like sand on the ocean
front. Right. So, Menachem, we're talking about the following shaila. If a person writes on a cake, like happy birthday, on Shabbos, is that a ksiva d'oraisa?
No one's talking about cutting the cake, no.
Right, normally we talk about cutting the cake, that's what I just said before you walked in.
Just use a straw.
But now we're talking about writing it on Shabbos, doing the whipped cream on Shabbos. So what's the halacha? Okay, so let's see what we could. So let's go on a little bit of a tour and see what we could. Now, because this halacha is that it has to be on something shall. The writing, the letters have to be shel kayama, and then the material that it's writing. There's two halachas of shel kayama: the material that you're writing on, and the ink that you're using. Both has to be shel kayama. Now, if you take a look in the Rambam, take a look on page 8. So the shaila is, this Rambam is about a get. What is the story of a get in terms of the ink and in terms of the paper of the get? So the if you look at the first of the Mishnah on page 3 for a second, it says b'chol kosvim, you can write a get. Bidyo, Bassam, Basikra, all these different types of inks. Kol davar shu shel kayama. Ein kosvim lo b'mashkin v'lo b'peperus. Lo b'chol davar she'einu miskayim. Right? So the same thing by a get. It has to be written with the ink that lasts. But what about the paper of the get? So then the Mishnah says, ala kol kosvim, ala ola shel zayis, Val Karen Val Shopara. So you can even write a get on a leaf. You write a get on a leaf. So what does that mean? Does that mean that a get doesn't require Shel Kayama, or does it mean that a leaf is Shel Kayama? Which and is there a chilek between the Din Kayama in Shabbos? In contrast to the Din Kayama in the Hechsher of a Get.
Write it on a cow.
Yeah. Right, so...
It's excess, but good.
So the Magid Mishnah in Hilchas Gittin here on page 8. So the Rambam speaks in Halacha Zayin about writing an or. So then, if you look at the Magid Mishnah, he says, "You shall be prepared." Zehakorei al ha'or ketavnis ksav kosher, roshim al or ketavnis ksav posul. Tosef domru hadvarim behefech shakorei posul va roshim. Yis peim al rabbein lam hichshish neim. Hani tava b'zashu kosu perak yud aleph. Hilchas Shabbos korei al ha'or ketavnis ksav chayev. Ha roshim al or ketavnis ksav posul. Amar the roshim shel al or enu ksav. Im kein lama amakan kosher. Ein yodem ata. Ulam shum tkaim al dafilo ola shel zayis kosher. So he wants to say that maybe a get doesn't need al davar shel kayama. Afilu al ola shel zayis kosher. Afal pi she'einu miskayim. Mashen kein l'inyan Shabbos. So he wants to say that. And then he says, the Tosefta is mashma that you need shel kayama. And the Allah shel zayis is just is shel kayama. So the Magid Mishnah suggests this idea that maybe a get could be written on something that's not shel kayama. But Shabbos has to be the ink and the paper has to be shel kayama.
Right. In the Mishnah, Rav Yossi, I believe he said something similar. It would be maybe everyone holds by Shabbos.
Yeah. Now others disagree with this Magid Mishnah, as Reuven points out, that maybe Gad also needs Shul Kayom. But the Magid Mishnah is the one who wants to make this distinction between the Eino Shul Kayama of that Shabbos has to be pure Shul Kayama. The paper has to be Shul Kayama, the ink has to be Shul Kayama, etc. So the question is, so if that be the case, so let's now focus on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, if you write on food, the original question that we had, is that called Shul Kayama or not? So there is a Prima Gadim here on page 6. You see the Prima Gadim is divided into two, the Eishel Avram and the Mishpat Sozav. The Eishel Avram is a Perish on the Magen Avram, and the Mishpat Sozav is a Perish on the Taz. So says the Eishel Avram, Ayin Magen Avram Ayin Taz, May Peres Yinei Be'inan Al Dover HaMaskayim Uve Dover HaMaskayim. So you need both by Shabbos. You need Bid Dover HaMaskayim, Al Dover HaMaskayim, the paper, and Uve Dover HaMaskayim. So he says, V'ugo May Peres Shavayim Ein Maskayim. That an Uga, a cookie, a cake, that's not Maskayim, like you said. And Meperis also. So the Prima Gadim seemingly thinks that that all this idea about cookies and things like that, because you have a thing, look at the Ramah here on page 5, in the last line, Hagah. Asur Lishbor, page 5, in Gimel, in Shulchan Aruch Gimel, in the last line, it says, Hagah also lishbor ugos sheksuvos olav kimin osios avol pishenim chayim rach lachila davi mochit. So this is the famous Ramah that you can't, we'll talk about more about it, but he says you can't eat cookies that have lettering on it, even though you only mechavi lachila. Then but he writes in the Magen Avraham, Sivkot and Hay, Umutu Lidno Latinok. You can give it to a little kid and let him Okay, we're talking about we're doing the Malach of Kosei. The Shaila is writing on food. If you take whipped cream and you would write on a piece of cake on Shabbos, would that be a Malacha Daraisa of Kosei? So it seems from the Prima Gadim that food is considered Eino Shel Kayama. It's not called Dover Shel Kayama. And therefore, he thinks there probably won't be a real Chiyuv. But we have to see whether others disagree or not. So he writes here of Gutman on page 10. So he quotes that Prima Gadim, the second arrow on page 10, on the left side. Avol midivei Prima Gadim b'vuar d'svir lei d'chashivi dover she'enu miskayim d'kos of shom v'tzadi l'hati achilas agulgos, that you could eat. In other words, he's holding that really you could eat the letters on Shabbos because it's not called siva, and therefore it's not called mechika. They give it up. Ugu may pass. Well, the head is really the ochel lachoshiv davar miskayim. Chay kosev chayodim. Page 10. We're talking about arriving with food. Can you on the Shabbos? Can you take whipped cream and write "Happy Birthday" on the cake on Shabbos? So the Ramah says you're not allowed to eat the letters on Shabbos. This is mochek. So hence it would probably follow that he would hold that it's kosev, because it would only be mochek if it was kosev. But the Prima Gadim says no. Cookies, cake, that's called the Dover Sheinu Miskayim. And the Dover Sheinu Miskayim, there's no Issur Melacha. So he says, Chay Kosev Chay Odom, Ma Shetzian, Mishnah Brul, Divrei Mordechai Sham Koi, Linyan Yisra Achilas Ugos, She Kosev Alay Osios, Uba B'divrei Ramah, Ein Hechach B'Dvarav Dikim B'chikim B'Nator, Efter, it could be the Ramah means, Lo Mitzar El Midrabanim. That's the Pashat Shah. That the Ramah, even the Ramah, who says you can't eat a cookie that says osim, whatever on the cookie, right? Pasha says that can't be an issur d'oraisa. First of all, it's like some point out, it's not al manas lichtov. Mechik has to be al manas lichtov, and he says even without that, the cookie is considered a dover sheino shel kayama, even though lemaisa. I mean, when the cookie was made, till the time it was put on the shelf, and the time you bought it and you eat it, it was been around for a substantial amount of time, but it's not omei to be there. In other words, nothing is l'shon kayama, but whatever, this chair, we could come back here in 100 years, and this same chair will be here. So certain things are omei, to be there, and certain things like food, spoils.
In a mechanism, is a shvus in its own right, or it falls under some other category?
Yeah, in other words, it could be a derabanan of certain things, shein ishol kayoma, maybe could be mutter
lagamre. Can we redefine in ishol kayoma? A day, a year, 100 days?
Well, when we talked about kosher.
Seven days, right?
So that was the whole discussion. 1 day, 7 days, whatever. Now, it happens to be, he points out...
Don't you say the Shavuos is mutter on Shabbos with Mokum Mitzvah?
Shavuos, it depends. I mean, Shavuos the Shavuos with Mokum Mitzvah. But not just that, any Shavuos is mutter.
I'm thinking here, it's at worst, it's mochek. And the mochik is only probably a shvus anyway.
Yeah, but
you're having, I know the whole point is to eat it on Shabbos.
Right, but it's only one shvus. We don't just matter one shvus, right? Like the Gemara says, but in Rosh Hashanah you can't go up a tree to get the shofar.
Yeah.
Even though that's, right?
You matter mochik in a certain place where you are. The
Ramah
is your matter
mochik. Maybe the mikdash.
Yeah. Oh, so then he points out here on page 10. He says, "Madvak to Paskinon." In the last paragraph, page 10 on the left side, Sefer Talmud. So Madvak Paskinon in Get the Kosov al Ochlin Haget Kosher. So we Paskin, if you write a Get on food, then it's a good Get. You can write the whole Get on food. Lo be boil the Dibrei Rav Magid that that's around the Get. Lo be inen sheyichtov al Gabri Dovish al Chayam. So if you all like the Magid Mishnah is very good, because maybe food is not Shalkayama, but we learned before that the Magid Mishnah holds that a get, the paper doesn't have to be Shalkayama. Like you can write a get on a leaf, even though a leaf is not Shalkayama. The get will be in a Sheikhtal Gavi Dover Shalkayama. Hoshud, the Ein Lahavi Rai Lashabis, the Kaimel Devina Dover Shalkayama. So, in other words, Shabbos. But the fact that a get on food is good doesn't prove anything for Shabbos, because Shabbos might have a different din. Shabbos needs shel kayama, get doesn't need shel kayama. But there are poskim that hold get also need shel kayama. So from those poskim that hold you need davar shel kayama even by a get, and by ochel is good by a get, so l'chor you see that ochel is called a davar hamiskayim.
Maybe the miskayim by a get is different from the miskayim by Shabbos. Maybe get only means to be miskayim for a face 3 months for her to get remarried.
Oh, so let's see what he says. Oh, yeah. She says, "Nami yesh l'chal v'lom n'shani get n'sagim la de'etzem aksiva yiskayim." In other words, maybe, right, so he's saying maybe a get only needs that the ksiva could be there for short enough. After dover ha'omed l'achila, his kalkal as a ksiva. So, aksiva masim is kayems. Because when you wrote it, it was there. Avala in yichiv Shabbos, the halacha is kol osem malacha, malachto is kayems v'shabbos chayiv. Has to have some, like we said before, the Rashba sheet is the second arrow here, is you don't need it to miskayim la'olam, and we'll kopon tzorshi miskayim tzas, kederuch shebri odim kosvim al ezen do zman lezikaron. Whereas you write something just so, as a reminder. So how long do you need it for? I have a function to go to tomorrow. So I write it down, in my and then after that, it can disappear. But it lasted to service my need. That's all you need. Came in the ksiva. Kazu derech la'ochlo lois kaim mashen kein le'inyan get tol ha'kol v'metzias yochol is kaim lo melechas machsheves. So Shabbos is a din of melechas machsheves. So in other words, get you could say even if you need kiyim like Dr. Einstein said, a get needs kiyim doesn't mean that it has to last forever. It has to be there. The letters have to be there. You give it again, and then it can disappear, maybe. But the Shabbos, it has to be more than that. In other words, it has to have some more chashivas of Melachos Machshavos. Just like he says from now, the last paragraph. You should come keep lo shirim masheir chazanish. Zevadim kosev b'Shabbos al dover hamiskayim v'dayin shalom v'kaimo. Say you go kosev b'Shabbos al gabi klaf v'sof hayom v'dayin shalom v'sorfa. I would say you write on a piece of paper on Shabbos, and then by the end of Shabbos, you're planning to throw it away. You can gamma kosev al gabi uga b'Shabbos, avshadayt al ochlo b'Shabbos, yechashiv kosev al dover hamiskayim. Maybe that's good enough. Or not. So you want to say the following chiddush, the Sefer Talmud Lachos. This is what he wants to say in the following chiddush, the paragraph. He says, "Because Rav Bedrin will come on, Chassav love the kaim le'imam b'kum pan of ochlim, come welcome daito laniach ha'ochel la'otzer kaim." You see, maybe it's a difference between when you're putting something away for storage. But I'm a baker, so I don't know how often the bakers make the cakes, but I'm a baker, so I want to make 50 birthday cakes, because I know in the next couple of days, people are going to come in ask for birthday cakes. So I make 50 birthday cakes and I put it in the freezer. But it's not only now l'achila, it's only to be put away, and then the customers will come. So that's called, he's making it la'otzar. He's making it for storage. So it's not only l'achila yet. It's not like I'm making the cake and then we're going to have it for dinner. So he says, "Fiza mistabed, the gamba kosev al gabi ochal miskayim lizman, and the son of la'otzar, Nachton, a mechim bebesa ofer, maisa fia, ksuvim alai osios, the class ezim maora, bar mitzvah kadoma, shech melechas ksiva min haTorah. The shapim mikri dover miskayim chashim melechas machshev." So that's what he wants to say. That if you're making it and you're putting it away, even if you're not a numen, even if there's a balabasta, she knows that there's going to be a birthday cake, so she's, and then she puts it in the freezer for whenever. So she writes on the cake. So say she had some extra time on Shabbos afternoon, and she's making the frosting on the cake, and she's writing "Happy Birthday" and put it in the freezer. And then it's not for her now. It's not for today. It's not for you know, but I don't know, she knows she's going to be busy during the week, so she'll make some cakes, you know, now, and she'll write, do all the writing now. So he says, so he thinks that's called Shaltayama, because you're not, it's not Omid Lachila now. But if you're just doing it now, say we're at the table, and someone brought out a cake, and someone says, oh, wouldn't it be nice if it says happy birthday on the cake? I'm going to take the frosting into the side room, I'm going to spritz happy birthday, and I'm going to bring it out, and then we're going to eat it. So he says, that's not called Shal Kayama, because that's Omid Lachila right now. Masha'in Kane, if you're putting it for storage, that's not called Omid Lachila. So that's, Rav Goodman, that's his pshara in this discussion, whether it's Omid Lachila or not. Oh, so he points out in the Sefer that the Pnei Yeshua has a parallel idea. Let's take a look. There's a famous Gemara in Shabbos on page 15. He says, Amulecholet Chaimishim Mefarik. Chabit Chaimishim Bor. Megabin. What does Megabin mean? You make cheese on Shabbos. How do you make cheese? You take milk, and you put the rennet in the milk, and then it
curdles.
So what malacha is that? So the Gemara says it's bona. That's called bona. Bona. Interesting type of bona. Oh. So Tosis has a famous kasha. Is miutema the re? You see the Tosis here with the left arrow, the second left arrow. Came in the mutal agabin miyontif min haTorah. So he says on yontif you can make the cheese. It's ochel nefesh. So min haTorah at least. Afil vefsha, afil lo yeh mutal midrabbanon. But so he says im kain. Nofel beiso biyontif yemutul of noso biyontif. The famous kasha says, well, because we know the halacha is on yontif, anything you're allowed to do for ochel nefesh, you can do even for non-ochel nefesh. That's the din of mitoch. Mitoch shehutra for ochel nefesh, hutra nami for law. Like, for example, on yontif, you're allowed to carry food out in the street, assuming there's no area or whatever. You can carry a cook. You want to eat by your neighbor. So you can carry food on yontif to your neighbor's house in the Rishus Harabim. But Beis Hillel says that once you can carry food, then you can carry non-food. Then you're allowed to carry if it's your lulav, the shofar, even if it's not ochel. That's a din of mitoch. So Tosis asks the kasha, so if that be the case, that you're allowed to make cheese for ochel nefesh on yontif, and making cheese is what? Is bona. So then if my house falls down on yontif, I should be able to rebuild it on yontif. That's his kasha. So you know what he answers? Inachanami? Yishlomer? The Osir Midrabonon. You're right. Inachanami Bidaraisa? You can build a house on yontif. It's only Nisid Rabonon of Uvdu Dechol. Uvdu Dechol. That's Tosus Shita. That bona on yontif is muta midaraisa, because we say what? Mitoch, that you can do hupad magabin, it's hutra for a real binyan. That's the famous Shita of Tosus. Now, I'll tell you where this comes up, Lamaisa. You think this is a joke, I'll tell you where it comes up. Rav Yitzchok Chochanan has the following tshuva. Is the tshuva. Now, not everyone agrees with Tosis. Others say that no. Rambam, others say that you can't, the Isra building on Yontif is an Isra Daraisa. What about this Cheshvan of Mitoch? So, a lot of different answers. But I want to show you the Pnei Yeshua's answer, because that's relevant to what we're talking about. But you know what he talks about, Rav Yitzchak Chochanan? What if on Yontif, on Sukkos, the wind blows that knocks down your sukkah. so can you get a goy to put it up for you? So the so he says, according to Tosis, building is only Durabonim. No, but it's still Durabonim. So you get a goy, then it was a shvus to shvus, the mokum mitzvah. But if you don't hold from Tosis, then building is what? Is a Doraisa on Yontif, and then getting a goy is only one shvus, and one shvus is not mutter, only shvus to shvus. So that's Rabbi Yitzchok Chabon's cheshbon in his tshuva, that this shaila of if your sukkah blows down on Yontif and you want to have it put up again on Yontif is a question whether building on Yontif is Durabonin, and Amir al Akum is also Durabonin, so it's two Durabonins is mutter for Tzorach Mitzvah, and the other opinion says that not at the right, but the question is, Tosis's svara is a good svara. So how do you get out of Tosis's svara? So one teretz that's given is megamin is bone, but it's not the av malacha bone. It wasn't in the Mishkan. It's a tolda. So maybe you only say mitoch if the av malacha was mutter for ochel nefesh. So then you say. Mitoch. But if only the tolda was mutter, then maybe not. Okay, that's a teretz that's given. But I want to show you, Rav Gruber points out the Pnei Yeshua's teretz, and he ties it into the yisod that he says. So the Pnei Yeshua says a chiddush on page 16. He says it's a funny type of thing, the Pnei Yeshua says. You mean to really tell me that's bona? You make cheese, that's bona? I once had a Talmud who worked for a kashrus organization. In other words, the thing is like this, to make cheese, you take the rennet and you put it into the milk. But we hold that you can't, gvinas akum is osur. Gvinas akum, Goyish cheese is osur, even if it's kosher ingredients. To eat cheese, so what does Goyish cheese mean? So the Ramah says all you need is a yid to be present, to make sure that, but the Shach disagrees. He says it's not enough for yid to be present. You need that the Jew puts the rennet in the milk. Either it's owned by a Jew or the Jew puts it in. So, or else it's Venus Apple. So let me tell you like this. So he needed a shtickel parnasa, this Talmud. So he went. He was a mashkiach in a plant, and he was the one to put in the rennet. In times of the year where it was very hard, during the Yontif season, it was hard to get people to go. And he wasn't married at the time, so he worked out very good. But I'll tell you something. This is the most important thing I'll tell you. Cheese blitzes. So they don't have a mashkiach putting the rennet in the cheese blitzes. They don't have a yid there. So they rely...
When they're making the cheese, or when they're making the blimp with the cheese inside of it?
When they're making the cheese. In other words, usually you have a plant, so the Mashkiach's not there 24-7. Mashkiach's not there. He's Miyotze V'Nechtas. He comes. But for cheese, you need 24-7, because you need a Jew to be there every time. So Rav Moshe has this kula. He wrote this kula to Rav Schwab in a tshuva. He says soft cheeses is not cheese really, because soft cheese, if you take milk and you leave it in the sun, it'll come into cottage cheese by itself. So you're doing something to do quicker with a whatever thing you're going to put in, and you're going to make
it would curdle on its own.
Right. So memela, that's not called cheese. And the mele, you can be makel that even if the Jew was didn't put it in, you know, he was not there 24/7. Then what? Then you can be makel as long as you know that it's kosher ingredients. You can be makel, and that's what the OU relies on. In other words, that's the difference between. But the Hamisha hashkachas, they don't rely on that. They rely. That's why the cheese blitzes of the Hamisha companies, you know, will have the mashkiach has to be there all the time to put it. So that's what my friend Rabbi Gordon wrote an article once. He's in the OU. He says that's why the Hamisha brands, it's going to cost much more, the cheese blitzes. Why? Because you have to pay for the mashkiach's plane ticket and his hotel, and because he always has to be there. The OU's thing, it can be much cheaper because he doesn't have to. So by soft cheeses, this is a big machlokes, whether soft cheeses is a din of gevinas hakum or not. The hard cheeses, you need. In other words, hard cheeses is also to eat, even if it's kosher ingredients. If there wasn't a Jew that was there.
But yesterday, you know, it considered years ago, American cheese not just full cheese food. It's a different meat. It's not really hard cheese. And he gave that to. Yeah,
Rabbi Shechter, because he discusses this in a sefer that he was. Sometimes he was made. It's very difficult to understand what his.
He's talking about crap cheese.
It wasn't really cheese.
That's
the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's the purity of milk. You know, some of them, they say it's cheese food. It's not cheese.
If you mash your up on the straw, you will lock your arm.
Yeah. Oh, so the Pnei Yeshua says a chiddush. We'll go to the second hour, and he says Nirlani has daiti. The Hada mina megaben chayv mishum bone, and you dafka be megaben lo oitzer. In other words, if you're just taking some milk and you're making it, and you're that's not really bone. Bone means when you're making cheese and you're storing it away, like you're making for a company. You're making cheese, and then they're going to put it. Storage, and then they're going to sell it. So, Mamela, that's the. So, when they talk about. Like, when you build something, and it lasts for. Has a key into it. You don't build something and then take it apart right away. So, Megabe Mishum Bone is only Lotsa. So, Mamela, Ki Hagav Lamechad Lassos Kimo Binyan, Laman Yamdu Yamin Rabim. Mashain Kanasias Gvinos, Shahuta Beyontav Al Korcha Hain Alecho Laalter. But when we're matir gvina b'yontif, it's only to eat that day. You can make a gvina yontif to eat that day. So b'meila, we're not being matir bona, because that's not bona. Because it's only to that day. So b'meila, you don't have the mitoch. So that's how the Pnei Yeshua explains why, you know, the tosis the svara is not accepted by everybody. So Rav Gutman pointed out in his sefer that this svara, the Pnei Yeshua, is similar to the svara that he wanted to say over here by Kayama Milksiva. That it's Kayama means by Ksiva when I put a cake into storage. I'm a baker, or I'm a person who's planning ahead. So I know that there'll be. Five birthdays in the family coming up, and it's a long Shabbos afternoon. So he wants to make, and the cakes are already baked before. He wants to do the designs on the cakes on Shabbos afternoon. So that Rav Gutman pointed out that would be a nisa d'oraisa. But to do it on Shabbos day to eat that day, that would at worst be only a d'rabbanan. So at worst only be a d'rabbanan.
Well, tachana is closer to the malacha.
Yeah. Oh, then he has another idea here of this idea of by bona and by foods is on page 19. Yeah, Ruga Saboysum. מה ששאול ואולדו דהבי באיך שהוא לוקח פרי אדומה. He takes a potato and he wants to make it a yahrzeit candle. In other words, he'll make a hole out of the potato, and he'll put a candle in the potato. So what's the story about that, if he does that on Shabbos?
People have too long a Shabbos if this is what they have.
Echad
can't read a book.
Shalokach pri adama, v'asa bo nekev, kidei l'hamid bo ner las kars neshamos.
It's yontif, on Shabbos.
Yontif. Sovko alav, anshei beis ha-knesses. Shuchilu yontif. Yontif, right. You were talking about yontif, right. So he wants to say, so they were yelling at him. So he says, this is chil yontif. Because normally we have a klal that a food cannot be a kli. A food cannot be a kli. Those are two, if it's, you know, just today somebody came over to me and was telling me about this thing that there's some place, I don't know, is this how common this is, they make straws out of pieces of pasta.
Well, they make because they're getting rid of straws, so maybe they,
that's their way to fix it. Yeah, straws out of pasta, and he was asking me about the hashkacha of the pasta, but they were straws out of pasta. So that's a question, if you do that on Shabbos, is that... What?
The first time this year, they're getting rid of the regular straw. They get too much. Bottles are okay, but a little straw.
Where are they doing this?
They're doing it because
all over.
Plastic. Right.
Yeah,
one more piece of waste.
Really?
Yeah, and in the last
day or two,
Starbucks. Last day or two, Starbucks came out and they said they were going to end up using them. For, this was the last.
What are they going to use?
Paper.
What are they
going to
give?
We're going to
paper.
I assume paper. Paper disposable as opposed to plastic.
Bamboo.
Yeah. Something that will decompose as opposed to something that will last.
Something very fashionable.
Not something. This is truly world changing.
What's the question? It needs an extra if you're going to use...
Yeah, so that's what he was asking me, this fellow. Is there any... first he was asking me, is there any... And then he was asking me, what if you want to eat the straw after? Those are the two things.
Can I eat the straw? Of course it needs an extra.
No, the question is, do you... Like, are these things or, don't have any trefa... Whatever. So it was reminding me of what... this question. So normally the halacha is that an ochel and a kli are mutually exclusive. But he says that's only if you don't do a major maisa to it. But if you do a major maisa, also guma, if you was carve out the potato to make a receptacle for the thing, so he says that in a chanami that's a malacha.
I'm going to sound like you, but I'm amazed that yahrzeit candles go back that far. Even as a concept.
They go back
thousands of years. Well, back to Anshei Chesed Hagdola, who were criticizing him.
No, this is not our six of the no. This is Arugas Abosim.
Oh, okay.
He can tell us
that far.
Ravelia can tell us exactly what year he's.
Okay. Yeah. Not so far. I'm going
the official Schreiber in this neighborhood is an Enochor.
Okay.
So this idea, he writes, is...
Should we pull in on this? Just...
So that's the question. In other words, so you can have the same action, but if you have kavana for a different thing, it's something different. Like we saw by kayama, what's called shokayama or megabein. So the same thing. In other words, so ochel, if it's omed lachila, if it's omed lachila, it's an ochel, right? And then that's not a kli. But here, you did something to it that it should be omed to be a kli by carving the thing. That's what he says over here. So you carved it out. It's a kli. So the same thing he points out here by page 24. Same thing by begabe. In other words, if you're doing it laotzar, so then that's a binyan. But if you're doing it, you're just making cheese and you're going to eat it in 2 seconds. That's not called bone. Because bone is laman yamdu yamim rabim. But if you would do it in a different way, then it wouldn't be bone. So the same thing by Kosev, in other words, he's bringing, he points by Tzviya. In other words, if you, right, the Prima Gaudim says, if you color something, a food thing, so that ain't Tzviya Bochlem. But say you put it, you color something, I want to make punch on Shabbos. So I put the water and the red, whatever, and make punch. Good. So ain't Tzviya Bochlem. But say I wanna decorate the window in my house. I mean, the people come by, say, well, see, I sell punch, so I put it in the window. So then I'm not doing it for eating. I'm not going to drink this cup of water. This is going to be my sample in the window. So I'm going to put, and I want it to look red. So I'll put red in the thing. I'll do exactly the same thing I would do if I were making the punch. But here, I'm not using it for the punch. I'm using it as a display in the window. Then that's not Tzviya Ba'ochlin. Because then it's not Omed L'Achila. So that's his Yisod of Goodman. This
why is it not like that? Why is it not Omed L'Achila if it's Ruy L'Achila?
No. Yeah. Right. So that's what the Prima Gaudim says. You could say that, but the Prima Gaudim says, "If tzoveya ochel lemochro sheyik betzu alav akonim chayiv mishum tzoveya," because then it's not omed lachila. The levaya shita the kevan the ena omed lachila ka'es ena lav shem ochel. Because you want to say, and some say like you, I think the chasam tzvi, some say like you, taloi whether they can eat it or not eat it. But he's saying the Prima Gaudim says no. It's the same food item. If I'm doing it for decoration in the window, and I color it, we don't say ain't tzviya ba'ochel because this is not an ochel. This is not omed lachila. This is my sample in the
product
window.
Product display.
A product display, even though it's the same product that if I would eat, I would drink the punch. So that's the Prima Gaudim. So and that's how he explains the Prima Gaudim. Rav Goodman explains the Prima Gaudim. Achon is a separate thing. Achon is a separate din derabbanan. Achon is only derabbanan. But lemaisa, these are deraisas. Because he's making mechalish on a deraisa level. That's something that an ochel is because it's omed lachila, and it's the same thing, but it's not ochel lachila. It's a display, then it's nishtan ochel, and then it has the same thing. So the same thing.
That's a big chiddush to say. I mean, all the other Shabbos, you don't say such. Normally, if you prepare. What you're allowed to do, you're allowed to do. You're the sardaito, washing the dishes because I think I'll have company or whatever. Either there's a heter, there's not a heter.
No, but some things we say that ain't tzviya ba'ochlin, ain't binyan ba'ochlin. But this is not an ochlin, it's not omid v'achila. It's not, we're saying certain things that there's the difference in hilchot, if it's an ochlin versus not an ochlin. So he's pointing out that you see from various achronim that they felt that if it's not omed as an achi, an ochel in this context, then we don't give you the.
Did you say the same thing laheter? It's meichik
not on Nas Nifto, but I just want, like, it bothers me that the paper is not white. I want it to be completely white, so I'm erasing it. I have no intention of writing there. So it's Mevik Shloh Amanas Nifto. Are you going to say it's Mutter?
No, you're going to say that it's... No, it has to be Amanas Lichtov.
I'm saying it's not Amanas Lichtov. So you're going to say it's Mutter?
It's not a Derisa.
Until it's a
Derabanan.
I understand.
So it's a Derabanan, but it won't be a Derisa.
You're here, you're saying also there it should be Mutter.
Why?
Same Svara, exact same Svara.
What's the Svara?
That the Kavana, if the Kavana is for Ochel, it's Mutter. If the Kavana is to
Shpil, if the Kavana is for Ochel, no.
It's not.
No,
you're doing the exact same process. The Mechika, if it's done, Shalom, Nas Lichtov, should be the same.
Yeah, but that's a different. In other words, this is just saying there's certain things that Ochel has a different halacha.
Yeah, I'm just having a.
So we're saying that therefore. We're saying that like the piece of cake is not omid lachila now because you're putting it away for storage and therefore it's not called dover sheinu miskayim.
No, it's different from
yontif.
I make cakes and stick it in the freezer.
Make cakes.
At what point am I?
Right, say yontif you're baking. Say yontif you're baking. That's a better example. Yontif you're baking, if you can bake, right, and you stick it in the freezer. But you also make happy birthday on it, and you're not gonna, and you're planning this. You're planning to eat that cake maybe, you know, not today, maybe the first day Yom Tov for Simchas Torah. You're ready for planning the Simchas Torah Kiddush. So that's what he thought. That would be called Siva Shal Kayamim. So you say Chag Sameach on the cake, but you're not planning to eat it today. You're only planning to eat it on Simchas Torah. You're making it the first day Yom Tov, so that could be a Siva Darais.
But I think the same question, even without the Siva, if you're baking a cake, at some point you can't say this is for Orchim anymore. It's frozen.
No, so you're baking, that's a separate issue. You're not allowed to bake, you can't bake for one day. Okay, so you weren't baking, you baked it before, but now you're doing the Siva. Right, else the baking, that has its own halacha. You're not allowed to bake from one day to the other day. Okay, you know, Hanami, that would be a separate issue. But it's a fascinating idea. What's the Hagdara of Kayama, and what's the Hagdara of Ochel? In other words, what he's doing is he's trying to improvement using that same Svara, which you may or may not buy into. But I think it's an interesting Svara. The Tzvi of Ochlim, Rabbi Boren sells over the Rabbik told him, ain't Tzvi of Ochlim, by the toilet. You know, the coloring in the toilet. That's a difference for him. Okay, Shkoyach.
All right. Good.